LiveWire with Ling Pang.
This is Ling Pang from LiveWire, and welcome back Tony Manta, who's been a regular on our show. Nice to have you back, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Since the last time we talked, I believe your project that you worked on several years ago in connection with autism, and that started with a beautiful song, Why Not Me? And it's so welcomed by the world, reaching out to a lot of people. And you've been so busy. You've been doing podcasts. You appeared on numerous TV. Before we do that, you're originally from Nashville, and you originally started as a musician. As a young man, you have appeared and sang and produced records and played music on stage. And then things sort of grew from there, and you became a music producer and managing some amazing artists like Debbie Campbell, the daughter of Glen Campbell, and many others like Bobby Wilson, you know, all these amazing artists. From then on, a few years ago, you decided to sing again, and everything sort of started from there, isn't it, Tony?
Yes, it's pretty amazing because I started the song just for entertainment, something to do. Pandemic had hit, all recordings had stopped, performances had stopped. You know, everybody I managed had no shows, nothing to do. So it was like I had always planned on doing another project just for the fun of it for me. So I decided this was the perfect time. So I worked on it, and then a friend of mine sent me a song, Why Not Me, which is about not giving up, just keep moving. And that's kind of what I put on my social media all the time. So it just made sense. So I recorded it, and then I put it out as a pop song, but I put a steel in it to give it texture like the Eagles used to do. For some reason, everyone kind of thought that made it more country. So everybody pushed it on the countryside, which didn't matter to me. Whatever they want to call it, they call it, as long as they like it.
Yeah.
I put it out. But the interesting part is I put it out and I did a video to pay respects to our first responders.
That's right. Yeah, I remember that.
And then from there, after it was all finished and all got finished at radio and all the interviews and and the video and everything, I thought that was pretty much it. And that's when a lady called me and asked me if I could do something for them, which she's a speech therapist for autistic children. So from there, I re-recorded the song and I did a video with autistic people and special needs here in Nashville. And it just blew up and started going, and just things kept building. And here we are today.
So in 2022, you released a single called Why Not Me, supporting autism awareness around the world. At the time, you didn't really expect that it would sort of appeal so widely. So are you actually impressed by the interest that people are showing in this project?
Yeah, I mean, when I first started it, I just didn't know, you know, what to expect. I just put it out there, and I thought that maybe it might be something that would gather a little traction and get a little interest, and that would be it. And it just the video, I mean, it's close to like 240,000 views, and the song just kept building, and it just kept building. You know, so yeah, I mean, I'm pretty amazed at how it's grown.
So how did the podcast side begin?
Well, how that happened is I had this opportunity come to me from New York on a business podcast. They wanted me to co-host 7 episodes, so I did. And I told them that we had to take, and they wanted to cover my music career and the business. And I told them that the last 10 minutes had to be focused on the video that I had just done for autism. Mm. So we did that, and I wound up doing 7 shows, and they actually offered me 10 more shows, but I just didn't think that was the right fit. I thought that it was just too business orientated, and people that talk about autism and all that, they're not listening to business shows for autism. Hmm. So I started thinking, you know, maybe I'll just do a podcast, couple of shows a month, just see how it goes. And I I took and did my due diligence and I did my homework and figured out how to put podcasts out there and the best way to market them and just covered all the bases that I could. So I put it out there and it wound up going. I put my first episode the last week of June, and then I had two in July, and then by August, I had so many people calling me that wanted to be on the show that I turned it into a weekly episode, and I had recorded enough to go for the rest of the year. And now the people that I'm recording are for January and February of next year.
What amazed me is the story that they tell you when you do the podcast revealed a lot of stories about people living with autism. Is that sometimes amaze you that the impact you would have on them by raising awareness and hopefully raising funds towards it, but the music that you produced, helping their transitions from a student or from a young person into an adult into the business world? Is that the aim of that?
Well, actually, there is. I'm funding this whole podcast 100% myself. I've not taken on any sponsors yet. And the reason why is because I really didn't think that the impact would be big enough to impress a sponsor, you know, and have a sponsor to want to come on and say, hey, we'd like to help you. So that's part of the reason why I don't have a sponsor. And the other part is I didn't want anyone coming in wanting to change my approach and how I do this, because I think that what I've done and how I'm doing it is the reason why it's becoming more successful, because I'm not pushing anybody to tell me anything they don't want to tell me. Mm-hmm. I'm letting them.
You let them tell you in their own comfort zone.
Exactly. Yeah? I think the number one thing that I've heard from everybody that gives me feedback on it is that they can relate to the people that are telling the stories.
Because when a family, having a member of a family living with autism, it's not just a single person that's affected. It affects the entire family. They need to adjust. They need to understand. As a family, nobody is left out. So therefore, it requires a tremendous of consideration and understanding to, you know, to go forward. So I think it requires tremendous energy and understanding. I think the podcast you're doing actually sort of enlighten people's understanding, people who have no exposure to directly with people with autism. This understanding is valuable. I totally understand that, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm glad that you used that word, understanding, because when I first was trying to come up with a slogan for my podcast, I started looking around at different entities that dealt with autism, and I saw that they always used autism awareness and acceptance, and that's kind of what the autistic world promotes, is awareness and acceptance. But I think they really missed the whole thing, is because I look at people that are aware that autism exists. And I look at myself, because I was aware of autism.
But why, Tony? How do you become aware of so much?
Well, the thing is I become aware of it because I would see different people talking about it.
Okay. Yeah.
But the thing is I'm aware of it, and I'll accept that it's there because I'm aware of it. But the thing is I had no comprehension or understanding of what autism is, because I don't have anybody that's autistic in my family. I didn't know anybody that was autistic, that friends of mine. And the irony of it is since I've been doing this, I've actually had a couple of friends tell me that, you know, I've never told you this, but I'm autistic. Mm-hmm. You know, so I've known some autistic people without knowing, but my whole feeling is that. So this is my slogan: autism awareness, acceptance, and understanding. So I went out and I trademarked that so that I could make that my slogan. And I feel that this podcast has to help people, because in the understanding end of it, because when I was listening to podcasts before I started mine, I listened to a lot of them, and just the conversations they had was so far above my head.
Yeah.
I had no comprehension or understanding of what they were talking about. So I'm going to myself, if a new couple, 25, 26 years old, they've had their first child or second child or whatever child it may be. And then all of a sudden that child's 3 or 4 years old and it's not hitting its markers. They don't know what autism is because they've never dealt with it. Then all of a sudden they're forced into this world or thrown into this world of autism, not knowing what to do, how to take care of their child, what's best for it. And I looked at them as the same as me listening to these podcasts, being overwhelmed with a scientific talk, but not being able to understand it. So I figured that if I could start my podcast and just have people, real people, telling real stories of how they got their kids diagnosed, what they went through, some of the challenges they faced, you know, all these things, if someone new is hearing this, then maybe that'll help them. And then also, if someone else is going through something that someone else went through and they hear it, they might say, you know, I'm going through this with my son or daughter now. Maybe this will help. So it's just my podcast is I've made it so they can be informative so that people can hopefully gain some knowledge from it and a better understanding of what people that are autistic or have autistic family members have to deal with on a daily basis. Because like one person said to me, and this is so important, she said, when I go to school and I sit at my desk and I get up and I leave to go home, autism doesn't stay at my desk. It follows me home.
Right.
And it's going to follow me for the rest
of my
life.
It's for life. People live with that for life.
Exactly.
So you got a lot of help, Tony. You're reaching out not only your podcast alone. In UK, you do regular interviews with the BBC and Livewire. Your podcast has been well received by the media outlets. You are being interviewed by NBC, Fox News, PBN Network in New York, Talk Radio Europe as well. Do you find this is really overwhelming, that the impact you personally have created, Tony?
Well, you know, just this week here, I am on the Women's Network in London. That's Dr. Anna Kennedy. Yeah. She interviewed me on her about autism, and they have a 1 a.m. and a 1 p.m. show. And they're having me on that show all this week, so yeah. I mean, I've actually gotten the opportunity to speak with many different people in the UK and parts of Europe and all over the world, and it's been very informative. It's been very interesting. People telling their different stories. You know, the feedback I've been getting is just basically that they find it very informative, and the most thing that they find that they tell me is that being in the autistic world, they can relate to the stories that are being told. But I've also had some that said they've lived with autism or been around autism for 25 or 30 years, and they're still learning something new from these different people. I feel very grateful that people are following it and liking it and giving good feedback. Hopefully it's helping. That's the main thing.
The ranking of your podcast is also ranking really high in the US Apple Health and Fitness chart. What's that about?
Well, you've got different platforms that have the podcast, and like Apple, Spotify, you know, you can go down the list, iHeart, you know, they've all got these platforms, but they'll have their charts on the most listened to podcasts and the feedback that they're getting. So I've been, and because Apple is huge, so they're in
pretty
much every country there is. So yes. I've shown up in the Apple podcast charts in the UK. I've shown up in the Apple podcast charts in Argentina, South Africa, India, France, just Ireland this week popped up, because Canada, the US, I mean, so it's getting it's getting all around the world, but the most defining thing is that it's got the staying power now, so it's staying. Like lots of times you'll see the podcast pop up, then it'll be gone, pop up, be gone. And now I'm finding that in some places it's starting to get some staying power. And just this week here, I had the 11th most listened to podcast in the United States.
Excellent.
So I'm trying to build a podcast that where people can listen to it, be engaged with it, and then hopefully learn from it.
Because you've been a successful singer and musician and songwriter, you've got a beautiful singing voice. When I first heard Thanks. The song, Why Not Me, you did two versions of it. There's an original version and the second version. I'd like to play that on this show. Tell me a little bit about that song, the second version. Is it a little bit more rocky or something, more pop?
It's a little more on the adult contemporary pop. I use a violin in it rather than a fiddle. I tried to make it more adult contemporary so that it could branch over into that pop side and be completely different than the original version, which had a steel in it for texture that people kind of thought was more country-ish. So I wanted to have enough difference between the two of them so that people listening would understand that, number one, there is two different versions of it. And number two, there's two different versions for a reason, because it's promoting two different entities.
Tell us, you have a link.
It's available on all the platforms.
Yeah.
But if they want to buy it directly from me, they can go to tonymantor.com and go to my store. I've got a link there where if they want to donate and help the project, they can.
Okay.
They can give $1 or they can give $5 or whatever they want to give. I'm not. And then they can buy the music, they can buy the CD, and all that's going to do is that money is going to go into the pot to help fund the expenses that it's costing me to do what I'm doing.
Thank you so much for speaking with LifeWire today. Would you like to introduce a song, please?
Sure. Here's my latest song supporting autism awareness around the world, Why Not Me?
Thank you.
There's a mountain wide and high. It reaches halfway to the sky. In my heart, I know that I'm supposed to climb. Well, the fears down in my soul tell me I might lose control. No matter what they say, I'm climbing anyway. Why not me? Why can't I? I'll never know if I don't try. Yeah, I might fail or I might fall. It's just a mountain after all. So why not me? There's an ocean deep and blue. It stretches out in front of you. On the other side is everything you've dreamed of. So say a prayer and set sail. Stay the course, you will prevail. When the doubts start whispering, just lift your voice and sing. Why not me? Why can't I? I'll never know if I don't try. The storms may rage, the sea might roar. It's just an ocean, nothing more. So why not me? Why not me? Why can't I? I'll never know if I don't try. Yeah, I might fail or I might fall. It's just a mountain after all. me. Yeah, why not me? Yeah, why not me?
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.